This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we've got news from yesterday. The team released Jamin Davis. We know the track record here. We all now know, you know, it is going back to Dwayne Haskins in 2019, God rest his soul. It didn't work. That was not a Ron Rivera pick. That was a Dan Snyder pick. We then know that they selected Chase Young at number two overall. He does not play for the team anymore. He did win Defensive Rookie of the Year. That sometimes gets lost in the evaluation of the recent drafts. He was the Defensive Rookie of the Year, and then there was a serious injury, and there was a lot more going on with him as well. And then, of course, we had Jamin Davis, and then we had Jahan Dotson. Davis cut, Dotson traded, Chase Young traded, Dwayne Haskins cut. If you want to go back to the 2019 draft when they jumped back into the first round, later in the first round, and selected Montez Sweat, he's no longer on the football team. They traded him as well. But really, if you want to focus on the job that Ron Rivera did, you know, Ron Rivera actually didn't, as it turns out, leave the new regime with a roster that we would thank him for later. That's kind of what he wanted. God, the delusion of Coach Ron last, you know, August, late August, early September before the season began. I mean, he knew he was done, and he was really grasping for something. I'm not sure what it was, but God, if we look back just on last season, 2023, which turned out to be one of the worst seasons in franchise history. You know, 4-13, the games, so many of them, so lopsided. It was a bad football team. And it was a bad football team going into the season. And I think Ron was so grasping for something. He so wanted Sam Howell to work out. He so wanted somehow Eric Bieniemy to become something that no one thought he was destined to become, which was a really good standalone without Andy Reid offensive coordinator. He knew Jamin Davis couldn't play. He knew that the quarterback thing was a major roll of the dice, as was the coordinator thing. Man, that season was so doomed before it started. We've had a lot of those over the years, but hopefully no more, no longer. I'm not surprised, I guess, that they didn't trade him. I mean, I'm not sure what they could have gotten for Jamin Davis at this point. He was barely playing. You know, we'll see before the trade deadline if another first-round Ron Rivera pick, Emmanuel Forbes, is still on this team. Now, he may actually have some value since he was selected just a year ago. You know, just over a year ago. And by the way, just had an interception in the game on Sunday. I'm sure if they thought they could get something back for him, they would have. I'm assuming they made calls and there was no interest. It really is a horrific run, obviously, of the draft. You know, they're not the only team. I think we get hung up on everything Washington related, and this looks like the worst in history, like the worst stretch of first-round picks in the history of the sport. The draft is, as we know, not an exact science by a long shot, and we see teams flail in the draft all the time. The Raiders, since 2016, have only drafted two players in 8 drafts. Now, we throw out the 24 draft, but still, 16 through 23 is 8 drafts. Only 2 players out of all of their draft choices have made Pro Bowls. Max Crosby's a good one. Josh Jacobs, the other one, he's not on the team. The Vikings, for a 7-year period, or a 7-year period, totally whiffed for the most part, except for Justin Jefferson on first round picks. Like 5 of their 7 first round picks essentially couldn't play at all. You know, there are other teams that don't get it right and have had horrible stretches of drafting. But we care more about this team, and Ron Rivera did not leave a full cupboard. That's for sure. You know, and the players that were left in this program for Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, the good ones were here before Ron got here, for the most part. And it's one of the all-time delusional comments from a head coach. It's one that'll go down for all. I mean, we've got a long list of delusional, lacking in self-awareness comments from people associated with the organization before the new regime came in. That's going to go down as an all-timer, what he told Keim last summer. You know, if I end up not being the coach, and I've left the new regime with really good players and the quarterback, as in Sam Howell, then I hope I end up getting a ring if they win the Super Bowl. I mean, I think Nikki tweeted this out, and I saw it just before the show started. 12 of the 43 draft choices from 2019 through 2023, only 12 are still on the active roster. Now, I guarantee you could go through other rosters and find, you know, that kind of inefficiency with the draft. But the interesting thing is most of the good players, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, 2019. So McLaurin, Cosmi, Benjamin St. Juste, Deami Brown, John Bates, Derek Forrest, Phil Mathis, Brian Robinson Jr., Percy Butler, Chris Paul, Emmanuel Forbes, Quan Martin. There will be a couple of those Ron Rivera picks, I guess, that will work out, right? If you go, Cosmi will work out and has worked out. St. Juice has been a starter. Bates was a good pick in the fourth round. Phil Mathis is starting to play better. Brian Robinson Jr., obviously a very good pick in the third round. Percy Butler has played a lot. Quan Martin, I think, will end up being a good pick. But that's basically it. I think Antonio Gibson was a good pick in their first draft. I do. But he didn't make it through to this new regime. All right, so Jamin Davis gone. There were other issues with the team yesterday in the roster. I know most of you don't even know that Kevon Seymour was on the practice squad, but the corner was suspended 6 games without pay for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substance policy. That was announced. Washington added a receiver to the practice squad. They added, I think, another safety to the practice squad as well. And I think there will be a lot of discussion, and a lot of the stories being written about the NFL right now are focused on what will happen prior to the trade deadline, which is now less than 2 weeks and counting. It's Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day. The 4 p.m. deadline, there's going to be a lot of activity. We had another big trade, if you didn't see this one. DeAndre Hopkins goes from Tennessee to the Kansas City Chiefs. Denton, tell me real quickly, because I've not watched a lot of Tennessee. Is DeAndre Hopkins still really good?
That would be an incomplete grade because his quarterback stinks.
That's fair. His quarterbacking has stunk for a while now. Right? I mean, he was with Kyler Murray. By the way, he was also with Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. And then where was and he was with Houston all those years.
He's with Houston. You know,
he was with Deshaun.
With Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun was playing.
His best game this year is 6 catches for 73 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I saw 173 yards. I saw numbers. But he's, you know, this is a guy who's 32 years old and has been a really good receiver. I think what the Chiefs will get from him is just, a reliability for Mahomes, you know, a guy that isn't the guy that has a bit of size, great hands, and will be a guy that can absolutely be where Patrick Mahomes expects him to be. I wonder if he's going to be an elite receiver with Kansas City. I don't think so. We'll see. Lots of trade talk from now until the trade deadline. And Washington's going to be involved in some of that. You know, they're going to be involved as a potential seller of, let's just say, a guy like Emmanuel Forbes. I don't think it'll happen, but it could. And there's still the possibility that they're looking for a corner or a defensive player to help out as they go for a division title, a playoff berth, etc. I've seen the continued projections on trade deadline stuff when it comes to Washington is still wide receiver. I don't see that. You know, Cooper Kupp apparently is available. You know, Hopkins was available. T. Higgins might be available. I don't see that piece of it. But in Adam...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Peters, I trust for right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.